www.thebridgeofhope.org.
Men, women, children lying in rows killed by poison gas. Others foaming at the mouth, gasping for breath. A father clutching his dead children, imploring them to get up and walk. I'm sending Secretary of State John Kerry to meet his Russian counterpart on Thursday, and I will continue my own discussions with President Putin. This initiative has the potential to remove the threat of chemical weapons without the use of force, particularly because Russia is one of Assad's strongest allies.
The message was clear, at least on this front. If diplomacy fails, let's go to another option, targeted military strike. The president took less than 20 minutes to address the nation in prime time on Tuesday and basically sell us on what his pitch was, which is to go in, not to remove Assad, and not to do a couple of other things or remove the people, help the people, but to, in fact, have these targeted missile attacks at the country, lob them into Damascus, and then at the end, keeping the heat on Syria, saying that Russia is offering this encouragement as to the diplomatic approach. Remember, this is the president who said his job is to end wars, not to start them. He, after all, won the Nobel Prize for Peace. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're talking about Syria and whether or not this speech swayed you in any kind of direction and what you think ultimately is going to be the outcome here. The UN is having a big meeting tomorrow. Russia, the Russian foreign minister, is meeting with the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and the discussion is going to be over chemical weapons and a verification timeline and inventory and access to that inventory. So there are plenty of things that would have to be worked out. The next couple of days will be interesting from that point of view. It's helter-skelter in Washington. Instead of bipartisan, it's more like bipolar, both with Democrats and the Republicans. Did he move the needle with Congress or with you? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A lot of people hit me up on the mailbag, and we're going to go to the mailbag in this hour as well. You can still sneak something in there at americatonight.net. Click on contact. It's just that easy. And also, we're going to take a break from a lot of the Syria talk, too, and we're going to sneak in a conversation with Ben Fuchs about snacks. I don't know that too many people were snacking in the middle of the speech, but it's football season, and yeah, that's when you load up on those salty chips. You're a heart attack. You know, you're five chips away from a heart attack, probably something like that anyway, at least some of us. Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick. What'd you think?
I say thank goodness for Putin. He gave Obama a way out. Save face.
He did give him a way to save face because Congress is not backing this up. Like I said, bipolar is the best way to describe it. And you're right, it's odd because they've had so much friction, and then here in the end, because of his relationship with Assad, which they're really close, Assad and Putin, and they've been allies now, the two countries, for a while. You're right. He does give him a way out if it works out, which it looks like.
Yeah. Congress wasn't going to go along with it at all.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't have the vote there.
No.
Which is a credit to the American people for calling Congress and telling them if they get this. I think they find this for their people.
Yeah, I agree with that, Rick. You know, no matter whatever you label yourself as, America, good for you, bravo. I say that all the time, and people don't believe that there is power in numbers, but there is, and there was an avalanche of reaction to this.
Yeah, it's about 20-30% people who called in. It's really been overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think it's a credit to the American people that did call in the Congress. not vote for. They're coming up for election anyway.
Yeah.
They allow
yeah.
them to keep their job.
Yeah, I agree, because that's what it's about. But yeah, yeah. always remember this. There's no question. Person has the office, senator, congressperson, they want to be reelected. They have people yeah. that vote for them. The voting numbers are so low anyway that they can't afford to lose the people that would be in their corner. And by going against that and voting yes on something that people didn't want to see, then you would be chopping yourself off maybe at the ballot, probably, when people were voting, the ones that are. So, yeah, absolutely, Rick. 100%, you are right on with that. Thanks. That it is about the people. I mean, I know I probably say too much till I'm blue in the face, and it's one of the reasons why I do America Tonight, because I really believe that when I say it's like America Tonight, I say it's about the buzz in your backyard. It's about the people. It's about the conversation. And the conversation people were having everywhere was no, 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 no. We can't do this. The risk of mission creep and boots on the ground and, oh, we've just gone through Iraq and then Afghanistan. We can't jump into this situation here in Syria, even as awful as we feel the pictures that we've seen. And then plus in this situation where we're talking about targeted attacks, it's not even about taking out Assad, because there would be, it wouldn't be removing Assad. So what are you changing for the people over there? Is that temporary, are those temporary hits enough to maybe dissuade them from using chemical weapons, but certainly not from the war to continue and people to continue to be caught in the middle of that and dying? Over 100,000 people in 2 years, and the numbers would just keep climbing, and they probably will still keep climbing, because this is their business, this war. We're not ending their war for them, especially if we're talking about these chemical weapons and having the specifics on that, on having a verifiable way to have a timetable for when things are moved off and having access to all the inventory, which will take forever to go through that. This is not going to take 10 days, 11 days, 1 month, 2 months. It's going to take quite some time. But it still has to happen. There still has to be these agreements through the UN and then ultimately with Russian other envoys. So there would be Russia, the United States, and a UN delegation that I am certain would be part of this. I said at the top that you certainly can be vocal and step up to the table and throw in your comments. Were you disappointed by what you heard? Did you not even listen to the speech, but you heard some of it afterwards? And we're playing it throughout the show. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You can also still throw in the comments, like I said, to the mailbag at americatonight.net. One quick thing I want to slip in here at the top before we jump to the other side. How about this? Anthony Weiner concedes he will not be the mayor of New York. He came up a little short, you could say, in his bid. So, for now at least, we're done with Anthony Weiner. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Foreign Minister Lavrov had some interesting observations about the ways in which he thinks we might be able to achieve this. He is sending those to us. They'll be coming in formally in the course of the day. We'll have an opportunity to review them.
Secretary of State John Kerry, I was just mentioning that Foreign Minister Lavrov, as he was saying, had some suggestions about what could happen in Syria with the chemical weapons. That's going to be a heavy talk in the next few days. And the specifics, a lot of specifics you'd have to drill down, because it's not as simple as saying, yeah, we'll remove the chemical weapons and sure, you can come over and inspect them. We certainly have been down that road before. But it's interesting that Assad 2 days ago was saying that to Charlie Rose in the interview that he did with him that, well, they didn't use chemical weapons. Now, here it is. Well, we have chemical weapons. What, the rebels threw them all out to you? So, it's terrible what happened to those people. I mean, it's not funny. It's horrific. It's shocking. But we've gone round and round on this Syrian thing, and the president, because of this situation, this possibility, does get to save face, because this is the diplomatic thing is probably what happens here. The red line comment is like, in a sense, Bush's mission accomplished. And I guarantee, and I know because I know people close to the former president, he says he wished that that moment hadn't happened, because it kept coming back to him about, what about mission accomplished and the picture and the aircraft carrier and whatever. And it's the same thing with this president and the red line. It's even more serious in a sense of constantly throwing out, well, once that red line gets crossed, I mean, it's like I have a big hammer in my hand and I'm the leader of the free world. And I'm telling you, we do not want to use military force, but you cross this red line, there are no chemical weapons. In fact, there is an accord that 187 countries have signed since 1997 because chemical weapons are foul. But you crossed the red line, and yet we didn't do anything. So we're missing some of the substance here. I think that the president didn't think it through, and this Putin, Russia pushing this, helping to push this with Assad, is bailing him out, because heading into this little speech, he was down 14% as far as foreign policy is concerned since the beginning of the year. And this is a crazy chess game in the Middle East. We know that. So the Russians, even days ago, were saying there was evidence that it was the rebels. Now everybody's changing their tune. Regardless, there was never, ever a strategy to take Assad out. So getting the chemical weapons would be a win, or a save anyway, for the president. Because then he doesn't have to go in with the military strikes. So it seems as though the script has been written, but will it be executed is the thing. Will it be executed? And plenty of people had plenty of thoughts during the speech and after the speech. The Twittersphere was blowing up with 140 characters. And one of the things the president said is he spent 4.5 years trying to end wars, not start them. The troops are out of Iraq, or troops are coming home from Afghanistan. I mean, that was tweeted all over the place out of the White House. And said that we shouldn't be the world's policemen, and that he has a deeply held preference for peaceful solutions, but the U.S. doesn't do pinpricks. And then into this, almost wrapping this up, that it's too early to tell if diplomatic efforts will succeed, but there is now the possibility that Syria is going to be rid of chemical weapons without force. He emphasized that. And then talked about Congress putting off any votes, asking Congress to put off any votes on any actions, and sending Kerry to meet with Lavrov, the foreign minister, the Russian foreign minister, to try to come up with some sort of an agreement. There's lots of reactions, as I said, from the bipolar Congress. Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland, who wants to come on the show in a week or two, is still, because we're getting all sides of this, is still undecided on a military strike, and said the president made a great moral argument, especially when he said U.S. troops could be gassed, but he still hasn't made it clear that this will not mushroom into something else. So see, even Cummings saying, hey, there's no clarity on this. What if it mushrooms into something else? That's my big concern. So their bipartisan cooperation, there's not even cooperation in the same parties for what's happened with the president. You had Senator, as far as Syria is concerned, you had Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, who was on one of the shows. He was supposed to really have the Republican response, but then that didn't work. But he said that Assad needed to be taken out. And that's the whole story here, but that's not what's happening. That's not what's happening. So the president has a plan. He gave it to Congress, and he says, Congress, please wait on the vote. Russia now has the big play here. Russia and the United States have been linked together lately. Have you noticed? First, there's the Snowden thing. Oh, yeah. And then the asylum. And then there's Russia coming in at the last second, not backing us on the Syria thing at all, and then saying, oh, we have a solution. Thank you, John Kerry. And we're going to work it out. But if the rebels have the chemical weapons, somehow we'll figure out how to get our hands on those things. All right, it's Tomas called and talked about the bikers heading down to Washington. He's right. I just got a text from a guy named Jinx who said he said Sports Princess America Tonight Lady, obviously listening to a few other things as well. We are headed there. We are on the road and coming toward D.C. Look out. The morning is going to be hell in the nation's capital. So referring to the fact that there really are that many bikers that are going to be there. And the idea was, they're calling themselves the Biker Patriot Army. And it's a tidal wave, they say, of leather, fumes, metal to pay homage and defend the honor of the people of every nationality who were butchered by Islamist extremists on 9/11. And they are coming from the Midwest, Los Angeles, New York, all over the place. And I think it's going to be, besides the fact that we're looking back at 9/11, besides the fact that we're sitting here waiting to see how Syria plays out, you're also going to see massive, this is radio, but picture just nothing but bikers. Just a massive, massive sea of bikers, and they're close. They're getting really, really close to Washington. And that's what we're going to, that's what you're going to see if you flip on one of the cable stations. You're going to see the bikers rolling in. And it'll be a wave of big problems in a city that is always, is already really, really crummy when it comes to traffic. You get stuck on DuPont Circle, you will wish that you were somewhere back in the sticks. You think to yourself, why did I drive to Washington again? And that's what it's going to be like for the people commuting in and out of the city. But it makes a statement. And it makes a statement, I think, to me, that you get that many people backing this up. So this is a, that's a lot of people to rally and to get to come to Washington from some of those faraway places that I mentioned, certainly. Coming up at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight, we have that mailbag that I keep mentioning. A lot of you, in fact, the whole mailbag is really about reactions to the speech, the president's speech, and whether or not he scored with you, and what you think ultimately, a lot of people were throwing in, what they think ultimately will happen to wrap this up. Will we see a diplomatic response? And it seems almost inevitable. Like I said, the script's written. It just has to be played out. And many of you had thoughts that were along those same lines, that this is how the president gets out of it. And the red line has now been almost erased. You can barely see it, let's just say, at this point. Suddenly, magically, it just might go away. So from one perspective, the people wouldn't have to worry about the chemical weapons if you trust that once an accord is reached, that we know where every single one of them are, where they are in that country. What do you think the odds of that are? Stay with us. Ben Fuchs on Snacks next.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's another mailbag here on America Tonight. So many of you responding to what the president had to say on national TV primetime about Syria, chemical weapons, and our response.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's one from Joe in Illinois who says, Kate, I have to say I'm not a big Obama fan. I really am not. I am a Democrat, but I didn't even vote for Obama the second time around. But I do believe that he hit the nail on the head with his speech. It was short, to the point, and he said that how could we stand by and not respond to clearly evidence that chemical weapons were used, that the videos were out there, everybody's been seeing them on social media, and they've seen the kids writhing on the floor and whatnot. But it's not clear as to whether or not he will respond, because he said he wanted to do it with Congress and that his job was to end the wars, not to start the wars, is what pretty much you got the clear idea of. So I'm going to say, and I'm rushing as I write this, but I'm going to say thumbs up to what the president had to say. Targeted military strikes is what I got out of that. How about you? Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was a 20-minute speech. He was very succinct and did say targeted military strikes. He also said that he didn't have to, I'm paraphrasing the way he said it, but he didn't have to go with Congress, but that he preferred to do that. And he talked about, you know, what are we prepared to do, and mentioned, of course, some of the encouraging signs lately that he's seen, and that he's tried diplomacy and sanctions and warnings with the United States has. And so he emphasized the targeted military action. Of course, we all know now that President Assad from Syria has responded and is talking about giving up chemical weapons, but they don't have a deal yet at the UN. So what the president said is he was leaving pretty much to wait to see what transpires within the week and with the UN, and also some of the specifics on what would happen as far as those chemical you know, weapons. And you go back to, I guess, the late 90s when there was 187 countries that signed that accord about no chemical weapons. And that's one thing that kept getting pointed out over and over again. All right, here's another one. This one is from Bob, listening to us in Vermont. Hey, Kay Delaney, I watched the president, and I have to say I like what Obama had to say, because he talked about targeted specific military strikes, because how could we be the nation that we are after all, for the 7 decades, what we have promoted and how we are there for so many others. And we are the security gate, if you will. And how could we allow that to go on and not do anything about it? He did say that there would be no boots on the ground, and he also talked about being optimistic that perhaps something would happen with the chemical weapons, referring to the UN now and the situation with meetings with Russia. So I have to say, I actually feel encouraged by what I heard. How about you? I have said this, that I think the message was clear that we are going to respond if some kind of deal is not struck. He talked about meeting with Putin. Otherwise, he is definitely pushing this. What I got out of it is he is definitely pushing for the strikes if it all fails, that we're going to be in that position to respond if the diplomacy doesn't work, but that he would prefer that. That's completely what I got out of what he had to say. And he talked about gas being used in World War One on RGIs in the Holocaust, World War Two, and in fact that there was this deal about no chemical weapons, and that clearly Syria had violated that. So I think he's pretty determined that this is what's going to happen, and if, because we have threatened to have war, to have a military strike, if this has turned the tide in Syria, so be it, and that he felt that was encouraging. So, you know, at the East Room of the White House, just really simple, down and dirty, boom, 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 talking about the moral argument, I think, that, you know, U.S. troops could be gassed, but that it's not going to there was no way they're going to allow that to mushroom into something else, and that the burden of leadership is heavy, but the world is a better place because we've borne them. That was one of the things that he said. And he agreed that the U.S. should not be the world's policeman, but said he had a deeply held preference for peaceful solutions. But the United States, you know, doesn't do pinpricks. He said we won't do a pinprick. So that's it, because he actually pointed out and was addressing the criticisms that he's received of the potential strike, specifically pointing out one veteran who wrote that the president is saying this nation is sick and tired of, you know, that the veteran said this nation is sick and tired of war. And he said, you know, that he understands that. And so it was interesting that he threw some of that in there. And he emphasized no boots on the ground. And some of you picked up on that. Here's one from Deb, who says, I know you were probably watching this, Kate. I can't imagine that very few people weren't watching, and I would have to think a lot of people were, as a matter of fact. And the thing that I pulled out of this and I wrote down to tell you is that he said no American boots on the ground, and that it would not be an open-ended action, and it would not be a prolonged air campaign. He emphasized over and over again targeted strike. Deb, absolutely, that's what he said, targeted strike, several times, very clear to say and to talk about that, and also the possibility that Syria would be rid of chemical weapons without force. And as he said, because this is all that part of what's breaking, it's too early to tell if the latest diplomatic efforts are going to succeed or not. Boy, you guys were quick to send emails to americatonight.net. A couple of more for you. This one comes to us from Michael, who says, one thing I do like that the president said is that he said the U.S. should respond militarily to Assad because of future action, that we had to degrade his ability and make it clear that we wouldn't tolerate the use of chemical weapons. I thought he was smart to outline that, and also to say that the evidence was clear that he used, that Assad used chemical weapons, that they happened and the facts couldn't be denied, because that's one of the things that keeps being debated over and over and over and over again. The other thing I thought the president said, Kate, is that he was not going to take any kind of military action in Syria because we couldn't solve someone else's civil war through force. Yeah, I thought he was smart to point that out. I thought he was smart to say no boots on the ground, limited strike, not going to hang around, because these are all the things I've said on the air that I was massively concerned about, that this would be a lingering thing and there would be mission creep that we've seen before. We do not want another situation like we had in Iraq or like we had in Afghanistan. They're two different situations, a little bit in some ways, but there were some similarities. Now, in Iraq, of course, taking out a dictator, and Obama was clear in his speech to say that that was not the deal and that was not going to happen this time around with Assad, so that we could get blamed for what happened afterwards. Let's see if we can squeeze in a few more. This one from Albert, and Albert is listening to us in Florida. He says, "Yo, Ms. Delaney, I'm sure that you were probably glued to what the president had to say in his very short speech. But it was interesting that he said, what is the U.S. and the international community prepared to do about the facts that chemical weapons have been used. And he was also clear to point out that he felt it was right to bring the decision to Congress, but that it wasn't necessary. And he talked about not having boots on the ground or letting this be a prolonged affair, that it would be a targeted strike. I think that's what's going to be said over and over again, probably on your show. I am a lifelong Republican. I do not care for Obama, but I thought his speech was fine and on the money. If it's a targeted strike, although I wasn't initially backing this, but if there is the agreement by Syria to get rid of the chemical weapons, to allow that process to begin, to have a strict policy in place of the timelines and whatnot, then I would say I am on board with that much better than the alternative of seeing the possibility of more chemical weapons being used on those people. All right, one more. I think we can squeeze one more in here. Brian, who is listening to us on WBNJ, he says, Kate, I've listened to you often in New Jersey, and I just wanted to say hello. I think you are from New Jersey. And I got home just in time to hear what the president had to say. And one of the things that I would pull out of this is that he's confirmed that he asked Congress to postpone a vote while Russia's proposal takes shape. And I think that's one of the big breaking things in this, the fact that Vladimir Putin talked to President Obama certainly days before he had his address tonight, and it sounds as if the Russians may be able to help broker a deal in the UN for the verifiable timelines and to get rid of the chemical weapons and do the inventories and whatnot that would probably be necessary to make this official. But the good news would be then we wouldn't even have to have those targeted strikes that he mentioned over and over again. Yeah, we'll see. Well, see, the next couple of days are very, very critical. So I would say we would know by the weekend, maybe into Monday. But even by tomorrow, there may be something in place. This will definitely be something to watch without a doubt. Thanks for all of your emails. And remember, you can always send us your thoughts simply by going to our mailbag. How do you do that? You go to the website, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter that way as well. And thanks for listening to America Tonight. We're going to kick it over to the other side. We'll be back in just a few.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. 205.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, so, you go to the store, and what do you see? You see pretzels, Doritos, ice cream, all kinds of brownies and cookies, and it's football season. Kids are back in school if you have kids, and we're overwhelmed by snacks. We are a snack nation. I bet if you ranked countries, and then you also rank cities in the United States, I mean, we would just blow everyone away. There's no question about it. Where's those fruits? Where's those vegetable snacks? Where's all that stuff? Hidden away somewhere in a drawer, atrophying. You know, when the apples are scared because they shrivel up. Sometimes I go to people's houses and I see it and I think, oh, they're eating something else. I guarantee it. All right, so our pal Ben Fuchs, pharmacist Ben, his website is so good. Go to pharmacistben.com. It's one of my favorite websites because it's got great advice, great stuff on there, no doubt. He tells us, and he has been teaching us along the way, giving us some great tricks, things to combat our hunger and things to, you know, look at how we can turn things around to be healthier and how much better we'll feel. Even little tricks, things that we should be doing anyway, like drinking, for goodness sake, more water. Ben, thanks as always for popping on the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, you're sounding like quite a nutritionist there. You're sounding like you're really figuring things out. It's been a couple of years. Maybe two years? How long?
Yeah, probably about a year and a half ago. Okay. And, you know, one of the things I noticed is not, the snacking thing wasn't the biggest thing for me, but now I notice it with other people. And instead what I've done, though, is proactively, I just have healthy snacks with me so that if I get hungry, it's almost like a staving off, oh, I think I'm hungry. So let's eat something healthy and spread out what I'm eating. And so now I've gotten used to it, and it tastes great to me. I don't have an issue with that, but it's a big issue in this country, I guarantee, for tons of people.
You know, some of the biggest companies in this country are snack companies,
yes,
and food companies.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a close alliance, by the way, between food companies and drug companies. Did you know this?
No.
You know, because foods today, processed foods especially, the ones we all love so much, are really, in a way, very drug-like. They're made with the same kind of, they don't have to have the same regulations, but they're made with the same kind of research. Food processing companies are constantly on the lookout for chemicals that can manipulate parts of the body, specifically in the brain. and they do a lot of research on what kind of chemicals are organic chemicals can be synthesized in the same fashion that drugs are synthesized in order to manipulate the brain to want more of that food. So it's no accident that you can only eat just one. But as it turns out, the major drives for these food substances, in addition to these really toxic chemicals, are all perverted man-made versions of biochemicals that we need to have. So that there's a built-in incentive to go get potato chips and corn chips, because all of the things that we want in the potato chips and corn chips are perverted versions of things that we need to have. Perverted versions of salt, which we absolutely need, perverted versions of good oils, which we absolutely need, and perverted versions of proteins, which we absolutely need. So the way you wean yourself off of snack foods, especially the chips and the fried foods and the things that we love so much, they're always combinations of oil and salt and sugar, is you replace your drive for Doritos salt with Celtic sea salt or Himalayan salt and good minerals. You replace the drive for McDonald's French fries grease or potato chip grease or pizza grease or any kind of grease with good oil, essential fatty acids, butter, coconut oil, hemp seed oil, olive oil, and then you replace the sugar, which is the starch that's always in these products, whether it's a potato or a corn French fries or whatever kind. It's usually potatoes or corn. It could be rice.
Right.
One of those things, you replace that with protein, and you give yourself the combination of protein and oil, and then the combination of oil and salt. Oil and salt go especially good on veggies, and you do it frequently, and you slice things thin, by the way. When you slice foods thin, very, very thin, and you mix them with oil and you mix them with salt, they are beyond delicious. Yeah, I'm talking, just think of a cucumber, for example, with oil, delicious oil, and lots of yummy salt, and sliced really thin. And you make that into a snack. And let me tell you, that is incredibly satisfying. The oil and the salt are what you really crave. And you say, well, I can't, cucumber's not going to be satisfying. The oil and the salt will be incredibly satisfying to you. And if you want to throw in beans, yeah, you get your protein, and you make, or you can do eggs with it, and you make a nice egg, a combination of eggs with oil and with salt. It's incredibly satisfying. Hard-boiled eggs with oil and salt, delicious. Mm. Brussels sprouts with oil and salt, roasted Brussels sprouts, just slightly roasted. I think you and I might have talked about that. Sliced thin. You roast them, and then you slice them thin. And you mix them on top of tuna fish, you mix them on top of shrimp, or you mix them on top of oysters, or you mix them on top of any kind of seafood. You've got this incredibly delicious meal, and it's the combination of the oil and the salt. You always want to break your foods up have maximized surface area and get them as small as is practical to still eat. We like small sizes. It makes us feel like we're eating more. And when you slice something thin, you get maximum surface area. If you want to start a restaurant, Katie, start a restaurant where you slice the meat super thin and you slice all the flavorful foods super thin, and you make the food particles as small as possible so people feel like they're eating a lot, they're getting a lot more. And the combination of those is very, very satisfying, especially for taste and for fillingness. Remember, we're always talking about satiety centers. You got brain satiety centers that will turn off your appetite. And these brain satiety centers are cued for protein, and they're cued for fat, and they're cued for minerals. So once you get enough of all of these three kinds of nutrients, whether it's a lot of protein, a lot of fat, or a lot of salt, your body's need for those will shut down. So if you're going to go to a Super Bowl party, get yourself a cup of water, put some Celtic sea salt in there, and do a couple big swigs of that Celtic sea salt. Do a couple teaspoons of good oil. And then maybe do a teaspoon or two of whey protein or a couple of hard-boiled eggs, and go off to your party. And what you'll notice is that the pizza just doesn't look as good, and the pretzels and the potato chips. And that's how you want to wean yourself off. To me, I hate to keep repeating, but it's very important. I hate willpower. The idea doesn't work. You know, you can't override these basic drives with your will. Yes, you can, I suppose. But it's very easy to fall off the wagon. It's a lot of work. It's just a pain in the butt. Why
right.
do it
right.
when you can naturally have this? The system is set up so that it's easy to do. Why don't you just go into the system and play around with the biochemistry a little bit through your food choices? And it's simple. You know, that's
and,
the one.
And the oil, because I've gotten questions about that before, like
butter,
olive oil, that kind of stuff.
Olive oil is okay if you're going to cook it a little bit. You want to be very careful about cooking your oils. Best olive oil is not even cooked. Butter you can cook with a little bit, and coconut oil you can cook with. Those are the two cooking oils, butter and coconut oil. You know what? Together, they're so delicious.
I know. Coconut oil is great, yeah.
Oh, my God, it's delicious.
Yeah.
You know, and don't skimp on the oil, because you'll find yourself going for fat. Don't skimp on the salt. You'll find yourself going for salty foods. And don't skimp on the protein, because you'll find yourself going for the carbs. And there's so many food choices. Katie, are you still traveling a lot?
I have. And then
when you travel, everything is bread. And,
yep.
And why do you think it is? Because these things are high. They're profit intensive. They're high margin.
Cheap. Yeah.
Cheap. Even the protein that you get is cheap protein. You know how cheap that hamburger protein is? You know, there's a reason why it's on the dollar menu. You know? Right?
So true.
It's a dollar menu.
Yeah.
If something's on a dollar menu and it's a food, especially a protein, chances are you don't want to be eating it.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, even in going out to dinner, I know people listening to us have this problem. They always smash the big, giant basket bread down, and the best thing to do is just don't even have them bring it to the table, really.
Yeah, don't bring it to the table. And if you're going to do bread, combine it with oil, because it'll be much more satisfying. Combine it with oil, and also chew on it very slowly and release the sugar in your mouth very slowly. The more you chew, by the way, the more you chew a carbohydrate, the quicker your blood sugar will rise, and the faster your appetite will be suppressed. So you want to chew your bread very, very slowly. In fact, you want to chew your bananas very, very slowly. The slower, especially for diabetics, you can still have. You know, here's another thing, Katie. And this maybe is the last thing we should say. You don't want to feel like if you're not going 100% that you shouldn't do anything. If you even eat one less banana, or one less piece of pie, or one less of a food that's going to spike your blood sugar, or one less crappy bag of chips, even one less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even two less, three less. You don't have to feel like you have to go every. If you're personally, I think you should, but don't feel like if I can't do absolutely everything, I'm not going to do anything. Even if you just skip a bag of chips here and there, you're heading in the right direction. And
right.
That's what you want to encourage. That's what I want to encourage people to see and feel, is that every little tiny move you make is in your interest. And even if it's just one tiny little move, it's still in your interest to do it. So don't feel like, oh, my God, I'm not going to ever be able to do it, so I'm not just going to do anything at all. I might as well just die. You know, I might as well just die happy. You know, every little bit you could do saves you, reduces the likelihood of being in diapers and a wheelchair when you're old. Does that sound good, Katie?
No, it doesn't sound good to be in a wheelchair and diaper. So you're right.
Right.
The more you start to do that, it is just the little steps, because we seem to be all or nothing. I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead, if you just make one little change here and there, it'll get better. It'll get easier, and that's what happens.
Good advice. There you go.
Awesome. Yeah, great advice. All right, Ben Fuchs, check him out, pharmacistben.com. Get Pura BTT. It's great stuff. You can order that at AmericaTonightTeam.com. Ben, as always, we appreciate it, man.
Okay, talk to you soon. Talk to you.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.